Man, I always call John Perry because he's the smartest lawyer I know. He's a deep thinker. He's actually very pragmatic. And we've become really close friends over the years, and he thinks about this stuff. He doesn't just throw facts at the wall and see if they stick. So I had to grab on two things this morning. All anyone's talking about is AI, and I get it. I absolutely do. I use it every day. For instance, let me do this real quick before I grab JP. So I will do AI, Deion Sanders, bladder transplant, because that's what some of the media is reporting yesterday. So you immediately, here's what it says. It's actually fascinating. This is all AI, Google. Deion Sanders did not receive a bladder transplant. Instead, he underwent surgery to remove his bladder after being diagnosed with an aggressive form of bladder cancer. And I mean, folks, deeper dive in AI mode. And it goes on and on and on. It's amazing. However, comma, it's not always right. It's not always accurate. Which leads me to this post from Andrew Yang. Remember him? Ran for president, tech guru, alleged billionaire. A partner at a prominent law firm, because I didn't believe this. I just don't. Told me AI is now doing work that used to be done by first to third year associates. AI can generate emotion in an hour that might take an associate a week, and the work is better. Someone should tell the folks applying to law school right now. I don't believe that. And I had to ask the smartest lawyer I know, JP. JP, is this accurate, sir?
No.
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 It's BS.
You know, AI is good for giving you a skeletal start, and it can probably save time in drafting motions and so forth. But the fallacy in what he's saying is that every case has an absolute certain interpretation. And it just doesn't, Marty. You and I can read the same case and we can walk away with different impressions as to what that case stands for. And then you have to argue to the court that it's either your version or my version. But see, AI doesn't work that way. AI wants absolutes. So Deion Sanders either had his bladder removed or he didn't. That's an absolute. Now, whether or not AI is right on that, we still don't know, because like you said, sometimes it's right, sometimes it isn't. But when it comes to things that are very deep thought and there's no black and white answer, AI is not yet there.
Okay, JP, are there firms that don't have your standard, let's say, at your firm, which is very high, that are doing this AI to do this work? Are there firms that are actually doing... Yeah?
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, internationally recognized firms have been sanctioned for doing exactly what you said, and that is submitting something to AI saying, give me a work product.
Oh.
Then not checking the work product and then getting to court and arguing before a judge and having either the judge's law clerk or their opponent point out that's a made up case.
Oh.
Or the case they're citing for doesn't say that at all.
Oh.
And then when you go in, dig a little deeper, you find out that it's just wrong.
Whoa. JP, this is serious. I mean, this is life and death stuff in many cases.
Well, it is serious. And it's, you know, whenever you get into the real drill down mode of these things, you have to stop and pull back a second. If I were to ask you a question, let's talk about medicine.
Yeah.
Is medicine an art or a science?
I would say a science.
You would say a science. A lot of people would say it's a combination of both. And the reason it's a combination of both is because you can't absolutely say if Marty has condition A, B, C, and D, Marty therefore should be diagnosed with this. There's thought that goes into it.
I see.
You have to reflect upon it. And then, you know, let's get a little deeper into it. A surgeon, you know, like you and I have talked about plastic surgeons. Is that art or is that medicine? I submit to you that there's more art to plastic surgery, cosmetic plastic surgery.
No, I'd agree. I'd agree.
Than there is medicine. So the same's true with AI. AI wants clean narratives for everything so it can answer your questions. But that's just not the reality we live in, Marty.
And JP, because to me, this is just lazy law, quite frankly. and when they're making mistakes like this. So it would stand to reason that clients are going to get screwed and they're going to turn around and flip and sue the very law firm they had hoped would represent them, right?
As they should.
Hell yeah.
I mean, when people hire a lawyer, they're not hiring an AI me through transaction.
True.
They want a lawyer with experience, with thoughtfulness, who can plot things out. And, you know, listen, you can come to me with a problem and I can tell you what your options are. But one of the things that we're really good at my firm is, I can see 3 years down the road. I know exactly where we have to go, what trees we have to cut down, and how we get to the other side of the forest. AI can't do that. AI can't think long term and understand, what's happened in the practice of law over the last, for me, last 35 years and figure out where it's going to go. It's just not programmed to think like that.
John Perry, Perry Calder. All right, so let me step back here. You got two sons. Both of them work for you. They're brilliant lawyers, quite frankly. They're younger than you. They say, Dad, you're full of it. AI's cool. Do they say that to you?
No.
Oh. No.
No. It's interesting because I'm the old gray-haired guy here. You know, when anybody at the firm here gets into a complex situation, they might run it through AI and so forth, but ultimately they come into my office.
Sure.
And when I start talking, this will be a unique experience for you as a father. They pull out their phones and they start taking notes.
Whoa.
And they listen. And when I'm done talking, they thank me and they get up and leave and they go do, what we've discussed.
So JP, so you mentioned it. So do you use any application of AI at your law firm at all, sir?
So personally, I don't.
You
but
don't.
Younger lawyers do.
How?
Yes. But they know that it's just a start. I mean, they'll use it to maybe model an outline or get the framework going. But then, we require, as you and I have talked, attorney intelligence, and they put their brains to work. And that's the product we're looking for.
And if I'm a client and I'm sitting down with a lawyer and my life is at stake, or someone that I know's life is at stake, or my career, I got to directly say, you're not going to use AI for this. Should I? Should I do that, JP?
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole new area, Marty.
It is.
I would like to think, listen, it never hurts to ask. So to answer your question, yes. But I would like to think that reputable lawyers who are staking their name and their reputation are not going to take shortcut cheat codes like AI.
My man, they get buried, bro. They get buried like I get buried, like my kids get buried. And when you get buried, you're like, hot knife through butter or cold knife? Let me see.
Well, but Marty, I mean, and that's, I'm glad you bring that up, because one thing AI doesn't have is it doesn't have a conscience.
True.
Okay. If we're too busy at my law firm and we get a big case through the door, we turn it down.
But hold on, JP. But there are firms in this market that got 2 million calls. 2 million calls last year. Ain't no way they have the time to go through 2 million cases, brother.
Well, that's
just saying.
I'm not going to disagree, Marty, but that's not my business
no,
model.
No, it isn't.
My business model is
it isn't.
I treat every client that we agree to represent the same. I don't care if your case is worth $5,000 or your case is worth $50 million. You're going to get the same amount of dedication from a lawyer at my firm, regardless of what the value of your case is. That's why you hire us.
That's right.
That's why we like to think that the legal profession isn't that, in fact, that a profession. And you're hiring somebody for their professional abilities. And if they're not going to give them to you, frankly, I hope down the road we run those lawyers out of business.
They are Walmart, and you are Neiman Marcus, sir. My man, JP. Thank you, sir, for the truth.